Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 64th week of our look at the book of Genesis. This week, we're in chapter number 47 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let's read the first six verses. Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, "My father and my brethren and their flocks and their herds." And all, why do you think he included why do you think he included their flocks and their herds? He knew that Pharaoh didn't like shepherds. So he just kind of, remember, they're shepherds now. They have flocks, they have herds, and all they have are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they're in now the land of Goshen. He took some of his brethren, even five men, and these five men were probably the five eldest brethren. The Bible doesn't say, but probably it was probably the five older brothers, and presented them unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, "What is your occupation?" And they said unto Pharaoh, "Thy servants are shepherds." Remember, Joseph told them, "You tell him now, tell Pharaoh that you're shepherds." Why? Because shepherds are an abomination, the Egyptians and the Pharaoh. Well, he said, "What is your occupation?" And they said unto Pharaoh, "Thy servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers." They said moreover unto Pharaoh, "For to sojourn in the land are we to come. For thy servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now, therefore, we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen." And Pharaoh spake unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father and thy brothers are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. In the best of the land make thy father and brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen let them dwell, and if thou knowest any among any men of activity among them, let them make them rulers over my cattle." We'll get in that in just a minute when I get down. Pharaoh had cattle, okay? He had a bunch of them. So anyway, when we see that now they've come into the land of Goshen, they left Canaan. So all the family, all the entourage is now in the land of Goshen. And it's actually, I told you last week, was near the Nile Delta in the northeastern part of Egypt. So as they came out of Canaan, and they crossed over there in the northern part, northeast part of Egypt. I mean, just right over. They didn't travel on down into Egypt and all. And for the most part, the Egyptians were populating in the south part of Egypt and the western side of Egypt for the most part. That's where most of the Egyptians lived at that time. And the land of Goshen, I told you last week, it was so fertile because of the Nile, the Delta and all. A very fertile land. It was great for cattle grazing and sheep herding. And that's why wasn't too many Egyptians up that way, because they didn't care too much about the sheep and the cattle. They were more civilized. They weren't country folk, so to speak. They weren't rednecks or whatever you want to call them, farmers or whatever. And by the way, during that day, they were some of the most intellectual people of the day. So they didn't want to bring themselves down to typical farming and cattle raising and all, but it was very fertile land. And notice in verse number 3 that Pharaoh asked their occupation, and they replied, "We're both your servants or shepherds, both we and our fathers." So I think they run, hey, what we're doing, it runs in their family because of not just dad, but grandpa and great grandpa. Remember Abraham, it just all ran through the family line. And I think by the thought is, he tell them, we're great at what we do. Obviously, they were great at what they did. Because remember, Isaac, man, when all that he had, and then we see Jacob, all that he had, and Joseph, the great mind that he had. Well, they were good at what they did. We know what and we do it the best. Then notice number 4, verse number 4. I wrote a special note here. I thought this was interesting. We have come to sojourn. The word sojourn literally means to dwell for a short time or to be a temporary residence. It's not to be a permanent habitation. Isn't it interesting they were there 400 years? Told Pharaoh, hey, we're just here to sojourn. We're going to be here just a little while. Now, whether or not they knew that they were going to be here 400 years or not, I don't know. the Bible doesn't say. Maybe in their mind, the boy's mind. Now, I believe, remember, there was Abraham in Genesis chapter number 15. Let me give you this. When God told Abraham in verse number 13, God said to Abram, "Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs." Now, God's telling Abram, your seed, which would be those that follow you, not Abram, but probably your children, grandchildren, whoever it was. God didn't tell him, but obviously it would be his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, generations that follow, that they will be strangers in the land that's not theirs. This is happening now in Egypt. "And shall serve them, and they shall afflict them for 400 years. So already God had told Abram, listen, you're going to have your descendants are going to be in a strange land for 400 years. So here they come from Canaan. And the boys tell Pharaoh, we're just sojourners. We're just going to be here for a short time in their mind. Now, whether or not they were trying to tell Pharaoh what he wanted to hear. You know, sometimes we tell people what people want to hear. Am I talking to the right people? You know, you don't want to tell them the truth. If they would have told Pharaoh, hey, we're going to be here 400 years, Pharaoh might have had different thoughts. I don't know. But it's interesting, the language that's being used here. We've come here to sojourn, and the word sojourn means it's just being a temporary resident. We're just going to stay a little while. And that little while turned out to be 400 years. So again, I don't know if they knew or if the 400 years that they were going to have to stay. Because I kind of think Abram probably told Isaac, and then Isaac probably told Jacob. And I don't know if it passed on down through the kids. I don't know. But it turned out to be 400 years. Interesting. Probably, I think they're just trying to tell Pharaoh what he wanted to hear. If he told someone, we're going to stay in your land 400 years, and I think Pharaoh would have second thoughts. But anyway, neither here nor there. And then notice in verse number 6, Pharaoh agreed to allow them to dwell in Goshen. It was the best of the land. The best of the land. Matter of fact, he says in verse number 6, the land of Egypt is before thee, and in the best of the land, Pharaoh speaking, "In the best of the land, make thy father and thy brethren to dwell." Hey, they are so welcome here. Matter of fact, they can have that up there. And in Pharaoh's mind, my people aren't using it anyway. Hey, they are sure welcome to it. And while they're there, take care of my cows. That's interesting to me. And the reason is because he knew that those boys could do a better job of taking care of the cattle and whoever, whatever animals that than his own Egyptian people, because they didn't like doing that. And these folk come from Canaan, but that's what they did. So it's interesting how all this puts together. I love putting these things together. And Pharaoh probably said, you could do a much better job, so be in charge of my cattle. Proverbs 21:1, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord as rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. So remember, God's still in control. And God's turning the heart of the king. And it's my prayer that God would turn the heart of our president. I'm not going to get political at all today, but we're in a mess. Our country's going down in a terrible direction. But yet the Bible says that the heart of the king's in the hand of the Lord. Now, Biden ain't our king. I don't even hear from him. You know, somebody else. Biden's not running this country. You know that, by the way. I think they tell him when to get up and get out of bed. They probably tell him what to eat. I don't know. I shouldn't be saying all this. But anyway, you got the picture, all right? But I do believe that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. God has a plan for us. God has a plan for Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. God has a plan for our families. And God has a plan for the United States of America. What I hope is good, I don't know, but we shall see. Let's move on. Verses 7 through 10.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come join us this Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m., June 28th through the 30th, for revival services with special speaker Mike Holcomb. And then July 3rd at 6 p.m., the Old Paths Quartet will be with us. That's this Saturday, July 3rd, 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.